Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Had him all the way, right?
Huh?
Had him all the way, right?
Yeah. Never doubt. That was a obviously really tough game. Really good team that we just played. Guys made plays tonight. It was cool to see our fans stay in the fourth quarter. So we all learned.
Was that a game of stick to it to this? Like, I mean, you guys were. It was not looking good halfway through the fourth quarter. But just stick with it like the way you did.
Yeah, and again, it comes down to guys executing and making plays, and sometimes you gotta play bigger for other people. And you saw that tonight on those back-to-back plays with Christian Benford and Big Phil tipping one up. And again, finding ways to get in the end zone. All we had to do is score one more point than them. It didn't matter how we did it. Didn't matter how good or bad it looked. We just got to continue to find ways to win football games.
Josh, take us through. So third down play to Dawson, you can't hold on. Right away going for it? I mean, what was the conversations like there?
There was no conversation. I came on to the sideline, thought it was a touchdown. Obviously, they said it over the Jumbotron, and it was just calling the personnel for the offense, so we're just going back in. So really trust Coach McDermott for being aggressive tonight on fourth downs. I know early on in the game, too, we converted on a few, so... Yeah, it feels good to have that trust in him.
Between the blocking in front of you, what you saw from the defense, the long touchdown, what did you see there?
Yeah, honestly, they brought zero, had a motion, guy jumping up in the window for my hot, and just kind of tucked it and felt space and just ran. Cooksey did such a great job of running his guy off and then blocking downfield to spring me loose, so... you don't get those plays too often, so they're fun.
Do you say anything to James after the fumble, or are you just letting
No, he understands, and again, I could have helped him out and not pumped the dart and just give it to him right away, and so I can take some blame in that.
On that last play, the scramble that caught the last third down, were you surprised that they didn't have like maybe two guys spying you? I mean, it was crazy.
Well, it's third and 15. You don't expect the quarterback to run on there. I was expecting zero, so I changed the protection. Changed the route from our back, and it just kind of opened up and just took off and just tried to get a first.
This was a game that tight ends got really involved. Everybody from the tight end room was involved. Just when you're able to use those guys, get everybody, Dawson had one of his best games, contained his back. Just when you're able to involve everybody, how does that help everybody?
It's awesome, and especially with those tight ends. They do such an amazing job in the run game. They don't get a lot of love and a lot of praise, but they got their opportunities tonight and they made the most of them, and we're going to need that going forward.
Was it nice to have Kincaid back?
Absolutely. Yeah, he's a difference maker out there for us. We know that, and I think the defense knows that too, but he's an absolute stud.
Is
Is there any reason you guys seem to have much more, not just offense, but as a team as a whole, your point differential in the second half is the best in the NFL? Is there any reason why at least it feels like you guys are a more confident group in the second half of games as opposed to the first half of games?
Yeah, I mean, I think early on in this game, you know, we had three drives in the first half, a field goal, a touchdown, and we really kind of hurt ourselves on that third drive. So we knew that we were moving the ball well, and we were hurting ourselves. And if we can just stop hurting ourselves, we can find success. And you pair that up with a couple of turnovers from our defense, that's a good recipe right there.
Was that indicative of the adjustments you guys make at halftime?
I think so, yeah. I mean, guys just understanding what the team we're playing are trying to do to us. You know, having the trust in the coaches to make adjustments and then go out there and execute.
First half, is it for you, you're on the sidelines and the defense can't get off the field. And like you said, you only got three possessions because of that. Is that a little frustrating, going off the field at halftime, knowing that you're hardly
It was frustrating that we hurt ourselves on that drive and knowing that we could have put ourselves in a better position on the offensive side of the ball. You know, we stress with this team all the time is we don't blink, we don't panic. Doesn't matter if our defense is playing outstanding, we're not playing great, and vice versa for our offense. You know, we have supreme trust in each other that we're going to figure it out. We're going to play for each other. And that's all we try to do is just not ride the wave, stay as calm as possible, and find a way to figure it out.
Can you, I know it's like a very small amount of time, but can you walk us through what it is like when Christian Benford intercepts that ball, basically at the line, and then returns it? Like, what are you doing on the sideline, and what is your team doing? Are you immediately into football mode, or is it at those moments you kind of quickly?
It's fan mode for sure, and it's a lot of swear words. Hopefully they weren't showing me on the sideline because I said a lot of bad ones. It's fun to see your brother who worked extremely hard, a guy that's as humble as they come, a guy just does his job and he can make plays for your team in big moments of the game. It's so awesome. He deserves every bit of it. That was a good turning point of the game, but at the same time, it was like, this game's not over. Who they have on that side of that side of the field. And Joe, I mean, the game is never over, and obviously you saw that to the last drive there.
Thanks.
Okay, first of all, glory to God. What a great afternoon in Western New York. Amen. Fans were unbelievable, just awesome, staying with us through four quarters. The toughness of the football team was on display, full display. Taking it down to the wire. It's a heck of a team. Well-coached team. We have a lot of respect for them. Obviously, an elite quarterback, and we knew it was going to be tough. I thought the coaching staff did a phenomenal job of adjusting throughout the game, and then coming up with some big plays, obviously, at the end of the game with CB, with Jordan Phillips with the tip pass, AJ interception, and then Josh's play overall, certainly the last play of the game, or close to the last play of the game, third and whatever it was. 15. Just phenomenal play on his part. So super proud of him. Certainly still a lot to learn and things that we've got to do better. So we'll get back to work on it this week. Time's yours.
Can you take us into what that Christian Benford play meant, not only for the game and the ultimate result, but for your sideline?
Yeah, energy. You're right. It was a pivotal swing in the game, no doubt about it. They're a tough offense to stop. You know, we were doing good on, I thought, first and second down, third downs. You know, they were converting, simply put. So it was a hard afternoon for us, in particular on third down, but we needed to make a play, and I thought Bobby called a great call. You know, and CB was doing what he was asked to do and made a huge play. And then to be able to score on it was huge as well. So. Just big time moment in the game, and that's this time of year, right? You're looking for moments, guys doing their job, and when you do your job, good things happen, and that's what we saw happen. So it was a phenomenal play, phenomenal call, and just great to see.
Just not aggressiveness down there. It was a 4-point game, I think, and we went for the touchdown on the fourth down.
Yeah.
Take us through your field goal would have been a 7-point game, but take us through your thinking on that.
Yeah. Aggressive. Toughness.
But knowing who the opponent
was. Yeah, I mean, that's also a part of it as well. Those are the things that you work on during the week. The staff does a really good job of, Dennis Locke, Mark Lubick, in particular, do a really good job of sharing some of the information leading into the game and things, you know, in terms of how we want to play and if we get into a situation like that, what we want to do. And those guys were on it from the top, so give credit where credit's due. So, and the offense executed. So great to see Jackson Hall has come through right there, a rookie in those moments when the lights were rather bright, I'd say.
You sent CD on a blitz early in the game, and he got there for a second, and this one looked like it was another blitz that he got home. Just why was that specific play call a blitz for the corner?
Yeah, Bobby did a great job again in the first half. You know, blitz in the corner. We were not getting what we needed to get done from a rushing coverage standpoint. That's where some of their conversions were happening. You know, Burrow was getting the ball out of his hands, so we felt like we had to change something up and try to play him a little bit tighter. Sometimes that worked, sometimes it didn't. So that's the next spin of the dial was to pressure. There's only so many things you can do. So a couple of those worked, in particular the play before half, and then obviously CB's interception for a touchdown there.
So Sean, we have the numbers. I'm sure you've got many more numbers about their struggles against tight ends this year. Clearly, it looked like it was a place you wanted to exploit. Could you maybe take us into that?
Yeah, sure. No, yeah, it's again, our guys do a great job. We walk in on Mondays and they've crunched the data, and that was one of the areas that we felt we could expose some of what they do. And you know, having Dalton back helped. Dalton had a big game, Dawson Knox, and then Jackson, as we just talked about. So Coach Boris is doing a great job getting all three of those guys ready, and it's good to have Dalton back. And I think from the sounds of it, he made it through healthy.
What did you see from Josh in the second half, just from the leadership standpoint after, you know, even after what James fumbled and just the execution?
Yeah, that was huge. I mean, we made some mistakes last week, and one of the things that I came out of the game thinking was that nobody got down on one another. There was some resetting moments where guys last week early in the game had to, okay, let's get back on it, and that's what their teammates need from them, is to get their minds back as quickly as possible and get back on and playing winning football. So no different in this situation with James on the goal line there, and nobody panicked. Everyone just tried to stay doing their jobs, and then we make the big plays down the stretch here, and then Josh makes some huge plays as well. I thought that counterattack after they scored was huge. I mean, it was a quick score and some big chunks, and obviously Josh's run. So that was an important drive for us.
You found some composure in the fourth quarter, like on both sides of the ball. Obviously, they had that quick touchdown drive, but outside of that, was that part of your message going into this game, that this is an offense that can score quite a bit, the defense is playing better, and it might be you got to almost be perfect late in this kind of situation?
Well, again, the guys did a really good job, to your point of talking, when you mentioned the word composure, poise. When you go against an elite quarterback like Joe Burrow, you're going to have to stay in it for as long as it takes. And you saw, we get up more than one score, and they march right back and have a couple chunks. So it's put our offense back out there, and we had to convert like we did, or like Josh did in that situation. So that's going to be part of the challenge as you go into the week, and you got to be at your best when it matters most. And taking the ball away was huge, not only from an energy standpoint, as you said, but also the score element. And then just again, the toughness of our football team when you go through adversity in life and in football. In this case, you come out on the other side having learned some things about yourself and tougher because of it. It's not easy. Nobody wants to go through adversity, but that internal kind of fortitude stuff is real. And we talked about that a little bit last night. So, listen, we're not where we want to be, but winning games this time of year is huge, and the way we're doing it is really good. There's really good fabric around that.
Coach, this is, I know you haven't thought about it yet, but your win today guarantees you another winning record, 8 out of 9 years here. When you get time, have you reflected on that at all?
Not really. I'm just really, like I've always said, it's been a blessing to come here years ago with my family, my young family at the time, and to watch them have grown up here and the friends that they've made. This is... It's a unbelievable community in the way that they treat each other and cheer for their teams. So we're extremely grateful, and the staff has done a phenomenal job. And then you watch today and how it unfolded. It couldn't have been drawn up any better, right? Snow on the ground. This is what we love right here. This is Buffalo football, and we're very thankful.
Sean, you held them to 60 yards rushing. How important was that aspect of the game, considering your defense has struggled at times to stop the run?
Yeah, we knew that they were going to come out and test us, at least in a two-dimensional way, that being the run and the pass. And you know, Zach does a really good job of trying to keep you off balance, and at times they did. But, you know, they're hard enough to stop in the passing game alone, as we saw. So managing the run game was an important aspect of us coming out early in the game, and our guys did a really good job. And some of those were not eight-man boxes. Some of those were, you know, lighter boxes, seven-man boxes, six-man box to try and help them in the passing game with their wideouts and tight ends. And, you know, that's the challenge that they present. And then, you know, Joe is as accurate as anything, and it's week to week. He is who he is for a reason. I mean, some of those balls and those catches they were making were spot. I mean, there was like this in terms of the margin for error, and he put it on the money. So a lot of respect for him and his game.
You mentioned wanting, you know, to be aggressive on that fourth down call late in the game, but did part of that decision also reflect being successful on two other fourth downs earlier in the game?
In that case, no, I would say. In that case, it really had zero implications in terms of what I was going to do, what we were going to do, and it was just more of, you know, obviously trying to do the right thing for our team, and felt like that at that moment was important for us to be aggressive. Not all that different from, I think it was last year, it was a fourth and two maybe against Kansas City. It was not fourth and goal, and we were not up, we wouldn't have gone up seven in that situation, but maybe that's my wrestling nature, is to be aggressive. So.
Sean, Jordan Phillips doesn't play a ton like he used to, but he always seems like he has a knack for those big moments. So what is it about Jordan?
You're talking about this guy who does this to the crowd?
Yeah.
It's part of his job. You know, when we sign him, is to make sure he's doing this to the crowd. Ideally after a great play. But sometimes it's even before a huddle, which is also part of who he is, right? So hopefully they should get some t-shirts of him just doing this, right? He's awesome to have around. He is a true joy, and what more can you say? I mean, he's a great teammate. Every time I see him, I smile. He's been on a journey, right? When he first got here, how he got here, he leaves, goes to Arizona, comes back. His family's here with him. I think that says a lot about him and his family and the impact he's had on our football team.
Do you think the technique of getting people pumped?
Yeah, it's the technique. Like I said, it's kind of like a little bit of a touchdown Jesus type of motion more than anything. So he may copyright that.
Hey, Sean, there's not many games left in this building, and this one tonight with the snow and the way the game played out, it's going to be potentially one of the all-time memories. To be able to be a part of that, to offer that for these fans in this building, you know, heading toward its end, what does that mean to you?
Yeah, I saw a sign before the game. I was out trying to look at the kickers in the pre warm-up because of the snow and everything, and there was a sign on the scoreboard that was reading, you know, get your seat that's full of these memories. And you know, it made me think about it. You think about all the different people who have sat in those seats over the years. Some seats, I'm sure, have stayed in the family through, you know, multiple generations, and how special that is, and moments they've enjoyed together. And then all the different people who enjoyed watching Jim and all those teams early with those guys, and now watching Josh and our teams. So it's just special to be a part of it. It really is. And you know, certainly, I'm sure a lot of people are looking forward to the new stadium. I understand that, but let's not rush to get over there. I think it's special to be here and enjoy these last few moments that we all have together in here. All right, thank you guys.
Thanks, John.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
In a world of endless notifications, there could be an important one you're missing. Your kidneys may be signaling an SOS. With high blood pressure or type 2 diabetes, your kidneys could be warning you of early signs of damage, which may put you at higher risk for events like heart attack or stroke. But there's a simple test that can help spot a hidden signal. Ask your doctor about a urine test called UACR to help detect kidney disease and heart risk early. To learn more, visit detectthesos.com today.
Own a small biz and need a reliable way to reach new customers? Try TikTok for Business.
We've generated over 100,000 leads, which has converted into over 40,000 sales for our pet insurance policies. I am the CEO of Spot Pet Insurance. TikTok's Smart Plus AI-powered automation takes the guesswork out of targeting, bidding, and optimizing creative. If I can advertise on TikTok, you can too.
Drive more leads and scale your business today with TikTok for Business. Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads.